Still to come, the naked scientist Chris Smith meets Bernie Fanaroff, project manager for the South African SKA bid, to find out what South Africa has to offer for the world's biggest radio telescope. Before that, the STEREO mission has already given us some amazing 3D images of the Sun, as well as advancing our understanding of coronal mass ejections, the cause of space weather. But it's also proved useful for researchers studying other stars, as I found out from Danielle Boucher from the University of Central Lancashire.
STEREO is a NASA mission. It was launched in 2006. It's actually two spacecraft. One is in an orbit just ahead of the Earth. The other is in an orbit just behind the Earth. And essentially, the angle between the spacecraft increases as time progresses. So essentially, from the two spacecraft, what you can do is build up a 3D picture of the Sun. But also you can build up a 3D picture of coronal mass ejections, CMEs. These are the eruptions from the Sun, which, if they come towards the Earth, can cause space weather around the Earth. The other thing that the STEREO spacecraft do, and in particular the heliospheric images, which are on STEREO, is they look at the Sun-Earth line. Up until now, we've always been at Earth and looking at the Sun. This is the first time that we've gone out of that line and actually can have a look at the coronal mass ejections as they travel from the Sun to the Earth.
It's been quite successful so far. There's been some incredible 3D images, and I believe it also reached the stage where we could, for the first time, see all of the Sun in one go.
Yes, that's correct. The STEREO spacecraft are now 180 degrees apart. That happened in February earlier this year. So yes, at the moment we get 360 degree coverage of the Sun.
And it's obviously nice to be able to see what the Sun's doing all the time, but you are actually here to talk about not the main use of STEREO, but sort of an extra free use that we didn't necessarily anticipate.
Yeah, that's right. The heliospheric images, as I said, they're looking at the Sun-Earth line. Predominantly, they are looking for the coronal mass ejections, but some of the brightest features that we have in the data are the background star field. So not only have we used those stars to calibrate the instruments, we're actually using them for science as well now. Myself and my colleagues at the Open University have been looking at different types of variable stars. The heliospheric images are ideal for looking at these particular types of variabilities and periodicities in the brightness of the stars because of the long observations that we get. We can see a star multiple times with around about a year separation. So we're looking at very bright stars near the ecliptic plane. So we're looking in a different part of the sky than most other astronomers are looking. So this is all new stuff. One of our big results from the paper that we have had accepted for monthly notices recently is that in our sample, we have something like 260 eclipsing binaries, of which 122 were not recorded as being eclipsing binaries in SIMBAD. So we're seeing all sorts of variability and periodicity in the brightness of these stars that we didn't know were variable or didn't have periods before.
So what is it in particular about the instruments on STEREO that make it so appropriate for doing this?
Essentially, it's the cadence. So we have observations every 40 minutes. You can track a star through the field of view of the cameras for around about 20 days. So obviously, this is continuous observations. It's not like looking at stars ground-based where you can only do it over night time. We do it every 40 minutes all day. And I say the length of the observations that we get means that you can look at the periods. Also, because the cameras are very stable, the photometry is very stable. It's something that we thought we may well be able to do with these instruments, but it's only now that we've calibrated well enough and good enough that we can actually do the science.
Are you having to compromise a bit, though? Because surely it's set up, it's calibrated, it's specifically tweaked to get that all-important image of the Sun.
No, basically. As you said, it's free science that we're getting. We do things slightly differently for the variable star studies, nothing too abnormal. In the movie of some of the data that I've been showing here today, you can still see the coronal mass ejections and you can still see all the solar stuff going on that you want to see, but you see your stars as well. As you say, buy one, get one free.
So what does this actually tell us? Is it just a cataloguing exercise at the moment, or can we start to learn a bit about these new stars?
We will be able to learn about the new stars. At the moment, it is just a very large survey. We will be looking at specific classes of stars. As I said, there's newly discovered variable stars that haven't been recorded as such before. One of the things that we are looking for is that we might be able to find exoplanets with those light curves as well. Obviously, the stereo data will give us ideas, and we'll have to follow up with different observations to confirm or not confirm exoplanets, maybe. But these are things that we're exploring at the moment.
Daniel Bucher from the University of Central Lancashire.